Grant Hine. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Having that mindset of all that persecuted, you know, always thrown under the bus, you know, second class, you know, the world. Yeah, the world's going to hate you, but they can't stop you. Amen. Folk will despise you while you're getting blessed. While God is elevating you, people will be mad at you. Amen. Just tell them God bless you while you're on your way up. Amen. Amen. Tell somebody, don't hate the player. Hate the game. People be hating the player. How about favor ain't fair? I prophesy to you, favor's coming to some of y'all. It ain't gonna be a bit more fair. I see folk getting mad at some of y'all. Get ready for it. People gonna get mad at you because God has favored you so much. Because they've been straining while you were just training. Amen. I said they've been straining at it, going at it in the flesh, going at it the wrong way. Well, all you was doing was yielding yourself to God. You've been yielding yourself to God. See, it seemed like you way behind. But see, God's getting ready to accelerate some stuff. Come on, what would take 5 years is going to take a year. What would take a year is going to take a month. What would take a month is going to take a week. What would take a week is going to take a day. What would take a full day is going to take an hour. What would take an hour? God's going to do some stuff instantly. Are y'all hearing? So don't start straining and stressing. Just keep on training. Training your mind. Training yourself to forgive. Training yourself to forget stuff. Training yourself to love. You got to train yourself to love. There's some unlovable people. You can't love them except the Holy Ghost in you. You can't love people. As a matter of fact, you can't love everybody with just natural love. I just love everybody. No, you don't. I just loves everybody. And tomorrow you're going to be mad. God's way of ruling is different. We're not conformed to this world. That's the problem with the church. The church has become too much like the world. Amen. Operating on the world's principles. A lot of churches are just like a business. Amen. Now we need a business model because you got to handle God's resources properly. Amen. But if the church is just a business, then all it's producing is business people.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's not producing disciples of Christ. The church has to be the church. Amen. Not a business model, even though I'm a strong believer in business and people doing business well with integrity and honor. Amen. But the church is not a business. It's not just to reproduce stuff. It's to create disciples. Of course, in other words, the most important thing is not for us to have money and to prosper naturally. But for us to be conformed to the image of Christ. That's first, foremost. And I got news for you. If you will allow the Spirit of God to train you, conform you, all that other stuff that the Gentiles are straining after, God said, I will add that to you. In other words, you ain't even gonna have to reach for it. It's gonna come up to you. It'll be drawn to you. The door will be open before you. The phone will ring. Amen. You say, what? Amen. I dare you to trust him.
Amen.
Someone sent me a video. And I appreciate this brother always sending me videos because there's always some relevant stuff. There's a brother that was saying, God wants you to sit down. He said, when you're standing on your feet, you're using your own strength. And you know, after a while, you're going to get tired. Amen. I know, I'm a preacher. I know, standing on your feet all day. Sometimes you get a little, your legs get a little weary. But he said, sit down. He said, when you sit down, the chair is holding you up. And see that's what God is saying. If you'll let him, he'll fight your battle. Let me quote what the brother was saying. Look at somebody, tell him, just sit down. Now get a little adamant with him. Tell him, sit yourself down. Just sit. You ever told your children that? Brother, go over there and sit yourself down. Huh? What? When you sit down, the chair is holding you up. God said, let me fight the battle. See, his way of ruling is different. We got to distinguish this. It's different from the way that the world rules. All right? So in Deuteronomy chapter 28, let me just read some of that to you. Okay, in verse 1, Deuteronomy 28, it says, and it shall come to pass, if you will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. Okay, let's pause there for a moment. God says something. If you'll just obey me, if you'll obey me, the Lord says, I'll set you high above the nations. Amen. We're talking here about dominion, having dominion. God didn't say you have to go in and, you know, drive out every devil, bind the witches and the warlocks. He didn't say all that. He said, if you just obey me, amen, I'll raise you up to be above all the nations. Amen. Sometimes our warfare is way out of context. Sometimes people are so occupied with the devil, you're giving him too much attention. And he's like a bad little boy. He's going to get attention somehow. He love attention. And when he ain't getting attention, he's going to go do something, tear something up so he'll get your attention. Tell somebody, don't give the devil no attention. Have you ever noticed this in the Garden of Eden? Adam and Eve were not given instructions on warfare.
Amen.
Let me give you a picture here, and I'm bouncing around again, but let me give you a picture. Before Adam and Eve were created, before mankind was created, there was a war, or there was a rebellion.
Amen.
Lucifer, one of the archangels, one of the anointed cherubs, one of the three, Michael, Gabriel, Lucifer, rebelled. We've talked about the story before, why he rebelled, but nonetheless he rebelled against God's divine order. And because of that, the universe was thrown into chaos. Darkness came. We talked about where did darkness come from? Darkness appeared where God stepped out of.
Amen.
See, darkness is where God is not.
Amen.
There's a physical, there's a spiritual type of darkness, and then there's a darkness of judgment. But the darkness in the universe, God stepped out of something. When the rebellion came, God removed himself and things became dark. But at a point before time started, God decided to restore.
Amen.
Now, the rebellion was in heaven. You can read it in Ezekiel where there was a garden called Eden in heaven.
Amen.
And Lucifer knew it. He was there. But now, when the rebellion took place, God removed all of that. Removed all the stuff. And then we read in Genesis where it says, in the beginning. Now another time started called in the beginning. In the beginning was a time. See, with God, there is no time.
Amen.
There's eternity.
Amen.
He's Alpha, which means no beginning,
Amen.
And Omega, no ending.
Amen.
Can we even fathom that?
Amen.
No beginning. There's no past with God. There's no future. It's just, I am.
Amen.
I see smoke out there, you know, short circuits. Overload. But what happened in that place of heaven was the rebellion, and God let darkness come. Then when he began to restore, he restored the earth whom Satan or Lucifer had authority over.
Amen.
Before man came.
Amen.
He and a third of the angels that rebelled were cast out of the heavens. And he had at one time authority over the earth.
Amen.
To do what initially man was given to do. He was given to do it. And so when the rebellion came, darkness came, and then at some point in time, in the beginning, at this time, God began to speak restoration.
Amen.
Light be. Light came. And the seed was already in the ground.
Yeah.
And so God began to restore everything. But in the process, he brought a piece of heaven called Eden.
Amen.
And brought it to earth.
Amen.
And there, the delightful place, he placed the man and the woman. Okay? Now, I want to prepare the table to show you what God was doing. See, because he knew already that he had a plan to deal with Lucifer,
Amen.
The fallen ones. But how many know there's never been a war between God and Satan?
Amen.
Come on, come on. Some of y'all think the devil fighting God and God fighting. No, it's no. There's two different weight classes.
Amen.
You got the flyweight and the super duper heavyweight. It ain't no match there. So to just get that out of your mind, the devil fighting God. Now what God did, he took and put heaven on earth. Right in the midst. Now understand, he renovated the earth, but yet evil was outside the garden. It was lurking. So God took a little piece of the heaven and put it in earth and put the man there.
Amen. Amen.
See, God was preparing a table for us in the presence of the enemy. He was saying to Lucifer, okay, you rebelled in heaven. Now I'm bringing heaven into your backyard.
Amen.
I'm going to put a little piece of it there.
Amen.
And from there, we are taking back everything that you stole. But it ain't gonna be my angels that do it. I'm creating someone called man. And I'm gonna use man, one that will freely worship me, to take back everything that you stole. Are y'all hearing? Amen. That's who you are. That's how we've been created. That's our purpose. That's God's plan. That's the original mandate. He brought heaven to earth called Eden, the delightful place.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.